శాస్త్ర విచార నైపుణ సద్ధర్మ సంస్థాపక లోకానాం హితకారణ త్రిభువనే మన్న.
కృష్ణ ప్రొడక్షన్స్ ప్రెజెంట్స్ ఎ నరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద బుక్ ద నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్, 11 లెసన్స్ ఇన్ భక్తి యోగా. It was written in Sanskrit by Srila Rupa Goswami in India in the early 16th century under the title Sri Upadeshamrita. The work was later translated into English in 1975 by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. In this context, the word Acharya means a person who has perfected himself in God consciousness and who also teaches others by both precept and example how to perfect themselves. The book was published by the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust of Los Angeles, California in 1975, and all rights are reserved by it. The song introducing and ending each chapter was written in Sanskrit by Srinivas Acharya and sung by Srila Prabhupada. And now I, Amala Bhakta Das, your narrator, offer my humble obeisances at the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is very dear to Lord Sri Krishna, having taken shelter of his lotus feet. He is kindly preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya and delivering persons all over the world from the clutches of impersonalism and voidism by his books, recordings, and devotees. I pray that His Divine Grace may bestow His special mercy on me so that I may recite His illuminating words in such a way that whoever hears them may be inspired to want to know and love the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and thereby become eternally engaged in His transcendental devotional service. And now I begin the narration of the Nectar of Instruction, 11 Lessons in Bhakti Yoga, starting with the preface. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is conducted under the supervision of Srila Rupa Goswami. The Gaudiya Vaishnavas, or Bengali Vaishnavas, are mostly followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of whom the six Goswamis of Vrindavan are direct disciples. Therefore, Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung, Rupa Raghunath Pade Haibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bhujaba Se Yugala Pirati, which means, quote, When I am eager to understand the literature given by the Goswamis, then I shall be able to understand the transcendental loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. Unquote. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in order to bestow upon human society the benediction of the science of Krishna. The most exalted of all the activities of Lord Krishna are his pastimes of conjugal love with the gopis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the best of the gopis. Therefore, to understand the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and follow in his footsteps, one must very seriously follow in the footsteps of the six Goswamis, Sri Rupa, Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva, Gopal Bhatta, and Dasa Raghunath. Sri Rupa Goswami was the leader of all the Goswamis, and to guide our activities, he gave us this Upadeshamrita, the nectar of instruction, to follow. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left behind him the eight verses known as Shikshashtika, Rupa Goswami gave us Upadeshamrita, so that we may become pure Vaishnavas. In all spiritual affairs, one's first duty is to control his mind and senses. Unless one controls his mind and senses, one cannot make any advancement in spiritual life. Everyone within this material world is engrossed in the modes of passion and ignorance. One must promote himself to the platform of goodness, sattva guna, by following the instructions of Rupa Goswami, and then everything concerning how to make further progress will be revealed. Advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. A follower of the Krishna consciousness movement should become a perfect Goswami. Vaishnavas are generally known as Goswamis. In Vrindavan, this is the title by which the director of each temple is known. One who wants to become a perfect devotee of Krishna must become a Goswami. Go means the senses, and Swami means the master. Unless one controls his senses and mind, one cannot become a Goswami. To achieve the highest success in life by becoming a Goswami, and then a pure devotee of the Lord, one must follow the instructions known as Upadeshamrita, which have been given by Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami has given many other books, such as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Vidagdha Madhava, and Lalita Madhava. But Upadeshamrita constitutes the first instructions for neophyte devotees. One should follow these instructions very strictly. Then it will be easier to make one's life successful. Hare Krishna. Signed, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, on September 20th, 1975, on Vishvarupa Mahotsava at the Krishna Balaram Mandir at Raman Reti in Vrindavan, India.